Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I remember thinking to myself, this is going to be interesting, mostly because I had never met any of Mr. Holliday's friends before. He's an older gent, so I honestly don't know if he had any friends, contemporaries, that is, men and women of his age. He does, and meet one I did. Ted, come here and say hello to Ella. He calls me Ted. I don't know why he does, but I like it. He led me over to a sunny corner in the great room at the Shady Rest Manor, a nice place, over near Lanesboro, by that scenic overlook. Ella, this is Ted. Ted, Ella. Now she was as tiny as you please, and beautiful, like an heirloom teacup is beautiful, a china cup, the one that's left from Grandma's best set. Bright blue eyes and paper-thin skin, she has the smile of a gracious soul who likes to smile. She said Mr. Holliday is going to talk about me anyway, so I figure if I tell you, you'll hear the true story. I was a dancer. I'm still a dancer in my head. It's just that my body quit that life a long, long time ago. I danced with all of them, all the greats, the could-have-been greats, and the pretenders, too. They all appealed to me in one way or another, but I was always such a Pollyanna. She leaned toward me a little. If you dance for your life, it's good to be a Pollyanna. When I say danced with all of them, I mean the moderns, of course. Now, ballet was a whole different world, and I confess at that time I was one of those artistes who did not have much good to say about the classicists. They were the stars. The best of them had a great life with money and fans and benefactors. We moderns never even let the thought of a comfortable life enter our minds. I guess in a way, now that I think about it, it was easier for us to stay in shape, seeing as how caviar and baked Alaska and lobster Thermidor were never, ever on the menu for us. But art was on the menu, and for us, art was enough. I saw Isadora Duncan once when I was very young, and right away I could see that she was doing what I wanted to do, something about the flowing fabric and her long hair undone, and her power and the importance of standing for something. And then Ella started to tell me about the time that she danced for Martha Graham in New York. Oh, Martha. What can you say about Martha that hasn't already been said by better dancers than I? She was Martha. Bigger than life, stronger than all of us, more ideas in a minute. That's Martha. I remember that darling boy, Aaron Copland, sitting off to the side when the two of them were working on Appalachian Spring. He was just shaking his head. He had no idea what she was talking about, but they both knew what they wanted to say. He knew about music you could hum, and he wrote it. She knew about the great struggle and angst, and she danced it. A more unmatched couple you could not find. There's a lesson there, I think. Do what you love, really love, and everything else will follow. Now Mr. Holliday was standing off to the side, listening and nodding his head, and I swear his eyes got wetter as she went along. I just know I saw him catch his breath once or twice. I just know he was seeing in his mind that glorious young Ella, posing and prancing and delighting the world with an art they had never, ever seen. I wanted to ask her for more, but there are times when it's best to leave great souls to their memories. I'll tell you more when I can. But right now, I think I'll slip out and let this giant of her day get on with her day.